Welcome to Roll Law America, for the law you can use and the law to amuse. We've got some great information for you today, and it's coming up in much less than a minute, but first a mandatory disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and is not specific legal advice for your situation. For that, you need an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction. Your listening to this podcast is your agreement and acknowledgement that no attorney-client relationship is established thereby. For 40 years in New York, I've been representing regular guys, business guys, and top-level wise guys, so this ain't my first rodeo. So saddle up and come along for today's ride. Greetings and welcome to episode 56 of Raw Law, Exclusive Club, where we talk about insurance policy exclusions that can club you over the head when you have a loss, thinking you have coverage, and then you find out you didn't. Now, hyperbolically speaking, insurance companies exist for two reasons. One, to take your money in premiums, and two, to use the weasel clauses, the exclusion clauses in your policy, to deny coverage for when you experience a loss. Okay, that isn't exactly true, but it ain't exactly false either. So it pays to read your policy carefully to see what is and what isn't covered and what special riders for coverage you might need in your home and business policies. Now, reading your policy is about as interesting as a two-hour webinar on celebrity knitting, but you need to do it because surprises are only fun when it's a birthday party and not when you're left playing with your yo-yo when you thought you were covered for a loss but weren't. War story. I volunteered to review a nonprofit's insurance policy because the idiots on the board couldn't tell a policy exclusion from a coronary occlusion. And lo and behold, it turns out that some of the major activities in which they were engaged were not covered. That got fixed pronto. Thus, gentle listener, your humble podcaster respectfully suggests you read the policy. Okay, enough nibbling on the appetizer. Let's dig into the entree. We'll discuss your homeowner's policy first. Some of you listeners may have experienced hurricane damage only to find out that the coverage for downed trees was very minimal and you had to spend your own money to chainsaw massacre the logs on your lawn. So you need to know this stuff. Okay, one of the common exclusions is when you make a property modification, but you have to make a property modification to comply with laws. The policy is not going to cover that. For example, if you have an illegal structure on your property and you can't make it kosher, a zoning or building authority can make you take it down, and that's on your dime. When, like Carole King, for those of you who remember her, you feel the earth move under your feet, well, that ain't covered either. Earthquake changes your living room into your lawn. So sorry, no coverage. Sinkhole? Nope. Landslides and mud flows? Flood damage? If you don't have a rider for that, no coverage. Sewer or sump pump backups? Nope. Sometimes if you live within a certain distance of a body of water, you don't get the coverage. Let's say your power goes out. Damages caused by that? On you. Damages caused by neglect of some necessary home repairs? Not covered. On you. Bugs? On you. You might have, however, a guarantee for a termite treatment that'll last a year and might be renewable. Is there a war? Not covered. Nuclear hazard? Nope. So mamas, don't let your babies play with hydrogen bombs in the backyard. If your damages are caused by intentional acts, like you decided to spray paint the outside of your house with purple glitter paint? Nope. What about the government? What if it destroys your property? Nope. Although you might have a right of action. Fido acting up and biting somebody? You might have coverage. But if you have certain breeds that Navy SEALs might use to chomp on bad guys, probably not. If your pooch has a bad rep for teething on human bones that are still attached to living people, no coverage. If you are running a business out of the house, you best contact your broker for the additional coverage you might need. Now, the way policies are written, if the damages are in any kind of sort of way related to activity that isn't legal or lawful, not necessarily criminally, maybe civilly, you're not covered. For example, if you're running a business from the home that is in a violation of the local zoning laws, in other words, you can't run a business from the home, but you do anyway, and one of your business invitees does a swan dive onto your concrete, you are not covered. Speaking of business, let's turn to commercial insurance policies for your business. you're going to see some of the same exclusions like power failure, war, nuclear explosions, illegal activity, etc. A big relevant one will be exclusions for government actions. For example, COVID close downs. Remember them? Even business interruption insurance might not cover that. There's all kinds of litigation about that right now. Some courts are saying yes, some courts are saying no. Generally, there is an exclusion for communicable diseases. Where might we run into that? Intentional acts, no. HVAC explosions, probably not. Normal wear and tear on a property, nope. Certain activities on your property might not be covered either, so you better check. Unless you have business interruption insurance, which is a separate policy or separate rider, you're not going to be covered for lost profits and the like, which may be caused by damages. So folks, the bottom line is read the policy. If you find you don't have the coverage you need, call your broker and get the riders that might cover it, although not all losses are coverable. Now, if you don't want to be excluded from the working capital, SBA loans, or real estate investment loans you need, listen to the following very important message and help support your business and this podcast. Looking for an SBA loan, a real estate loan for construction or investment acquisition, a refinancing, or while eligibility still exists, a PPP loan, then send a blank email to rawlawinfo@gmail.com. That's rawlawinfo, rawlawinfo@gmail.com, to get access to an application. Low doc and subprime loans available. That's rawlawinfo@gmail.com. Okay, ciao for now. And don't forget to subscribe to Raw Law. It's free. And the law you can use that you learn here might be priceless. Two new shows every week, Monday and Thursday afternoons, Eastern Standard Time. To catch up on the shows you might have missed, go to rawlawamerica.com. That's rawlawamerica.com. Talk soon.